Her name was Louise. She taught in a classroom right across the hall from my office. My office didn't have a window to the outside, but it had a window on the in onto the hallway and the door. And Louise's classroom had a window and a door that looked right at me. Now, the classroom was grade one. And perhaps Louise's classroom was the best classroom I had ever seen in grade one. She was a marvel. Students would bring things to her class each day. And the beginning of the morning, she would take the things and she would build the day out of them. Not what she had planned, but if this child bought a toy, she would work that into what she was doing. Or if she bought a doll, then the same thing happened. She was a wonder. She cared only about the children. And I would sit there and watch her teach and listen to her through the door. And once in a while, she would bring a student out into the hall. And she would get down on her knees below the eyesight of the children, and she would take them, the child, in both hands, and she would say what needed to be said to get the child to settle down and be part of the classroom again. And then they would go hand in hand into the classroom. Never once did I see her without a smile. Never once did I hear her raise her voice. She was an inspiration to me. And a few years later, I spent the rest of my teaching career trying to design and work with teachers to do the same thing that Louise did. She was a gift of God. Now, Louise moved away and I moved on. She was married to a minister. And, you know, ministers move around. But she decided that she would have a 50th birthday, and she called it her half-centennial birthday, and she invited all of her friends to us. And when we were talking at the party, she said to me, "What are you going to do when you retire, Dave?" And I said, "Well, you know, I've told you, I'm going to go and study to be a minister, study the Word of God." And she just smiled, and I said, "That's wonderful." And we lost touch a little bit after that. She worked on the primary program curriculum in English. She worked as a vice principal in Richmond. And in the interim, I went off to Vancouver School of Theology. And there was a place there that I loved. It was at the back of the sanctuary. There was a table. And I could sit there and study out of the way, where no one would find me, no one would get me into a discussion, and I could just work. And then down the hall, I could hear this noise coming. And by this time, Louise was the chancellor of Vancouver School of Theology. And she came bounding into the room and looked around. "Oh, there you are, Dave." And I looked at her. I said, "How did you find me?" "Well, I knew that you'd be in the back of the chapel." She was very special. And when Psalm 100 was being read today, I just had to tell you about her, because she was full of gladness and full of joy, and she gave thanks, and I give thanks for her, because she is why I continued to study. She is why I tried to do my best for children. Steve.
So just so you know, the wheels haven't fallen off the cart. It's not open mic. It's St. Andrew's Presbyterian. This was planned in advance. Throughout this next summer series on the Psalms, we're inviting different members of Session to come up and to talk a little bit about themselves and about how some of their life has been reflected in the Psalms. And someone said about the Psalms that, you know, if you're going through a difficult time, if you're going through a time where you're full of joy, just start reading the Psalms. And if what you're reading at the moment, you don't connect with it, keep on reading. Because sooner or later you will, because the Psalms encompass all of life in all of its joys and all of its challenges, and then somehow offers us new life. So thank you, Dave, for sharing. I actually know the woman you're talking about, so it's neat to hear that story.